Welcome to The Inside Story. I'm Billy Hollowell, and today I'm joined by Ian Giotti, the host of Politics in the Pews. How you doing today?
I'm great, Billy. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. You know, you have got quite the podcast going on right now, and obviously it's an incredible podcast, but on top of that, you are covering politics, the intersection of faith, and you're doing it in the most wild, chaotic political season America has probably ever seen, if not one of them. What do you make of the past month, the past 3 weeks of political events? How do you even process them?
Well, the good news for me and you is that this job isn't boring. it's made for some really great moments, historic moments, moments that make you go, I gotta get to work ASAP, just because there's so many important things happening. What I see going on is, to be quite honest, not something I'm totally surprised by, because I did really believe for many months now that this campaign would change shape in some form, you know, although I couldn't have hardly predicted the things that have actually occurred. But I will say that I believe that there's actually more to come. And the reason I say that is because when things become politically unstable, as they are right now, and they have been for several years, but it feels like it's reaching a new stage where the intensity is increasing. That means that it opens the opportunity for other factors to come in where we may have not foreseen or accounted for. And that's how I'm approaching this podcast. That's how I'm approaching my job. But that's also how I'm approaching this season. Like, just like, all right, you know, we are in uncharted territory. God's in control. And we'll just go from there. That's really my best take on how we can process this moment politically.
Absolutely. And obviously you do incredible work at the Christian Post, and you are also hosting the podcast we're talking about, which is Politics in the Pews, brought to you by the Christian Post. And for those who don't know, you just gave a little bit of a clue into what you're doing, but give a little elevator pitch for Politics in the Pews, because it really is an amazing podcast. Everybody needs to go subscribe to it. We've got the link down in the show notes, but give us your little elevator pitch for this.
Basically, the goal of this podcast was to give our listeners, our audience, the reasons as to why they needed to focus their attention on this election, and not merely from a political I'm on this side or that side perspective, but why it matters specifically to them as evangelicals, as Christians, as followers of Christ. What is at stake? What they can expect, and obviously, you know, things that we couldn't have foreseen, and why they need to be not just motivated to vote, but I think even more to the point, kind of driven to be in prayer, be in the Word, and start to really kind of focus on this election, not as a political event, but as a spiritual event, because what we are seeing has, of course, political consequences, but there are enormous spiritual ramifications for our country. And I think people are feeling that right now. I know I'm myself personally, I'm sensing that as well, or in the people, my colleagues, my family, my friends. And so I think this podcast, it's kind of a living, breathing podcast. You know, we're kind of adapting as we go. And things are moving at breakneck speed, but we also want to take a moment to catch our breath, because there's so much content, right? You miss so many things, especially with the advent of social media and headline reading, that there are these nuances that I'm really hoping to capture for our audience, for evangelicals in particular, who are like, all right, I need to know like what this development means in the bigger picture, what it means for me as a voter, and then what it means for me as a Christian.
Border security, the economy, abortion, parental rights, the role of government. These are just some of the issues American voters are talking about heading into the 2024 election. As more Americans than ever before are expected to cast their ballot this November, the church is asking a much deeper question. What exactly does it mean to be a Christian voter in 2024? The Christian Post is proud to present Politics in the Pews at Fellowship Church in Grapevine, Texas, with leading evangelical voices from both sides of the political aisle. With just weeks to go before voters head to the polls, panelists from across the political spectrum will take the pulse of the church to help understand why this election really might be the most consequential in a generation, and what specifically is at stake for both the church and the country at large. They'll also look at the Trump factor and the red herring of Christian nationalism, along with a roundtable discussion with leading Christian voices on the state of religious liberty in America in 2024 and beyond. For more information, visit politicsinthepews.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are huge implications. You know, I always think of Ephesians 6, that we're in a spiritual battle, and that all really carries into everything. It carries into politics, into all the different arenas in which we live. And it's important to understand that as we look at each of the pieces of the things that are unfolding. And you said we're in uncharted waters, and you're absolutely right about that. What do you make of Kamala Harris, you know, jumping in here? How do you think that shakes things up? Because things were looking one way, and suddenly some people are saying, well, now they're looking a different way. What do you make of her jumping in?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. I think we're a ways still from the Democratic convention. I think people are still processing, of course, the, you know, attempted assassination of former President Trump, the Republican convention. I think people are still kind of filtering through all that stuff. And, you know, we're being told certainly by mainstream media outlets that this is a game changer, that this suddenly changes the race and everything's different now. And I don't know if I necessarily buy into that. Like I said, it's kind of a wait and see approach. But I do know that what it is laying the groundwork for is, you know, the potential of more surprises. I think all bets are off. To compare this, even this sounds crazy to even say out loud, but to compare this even to the election of 2020, when, you know, the coronavirus pandemic was changing everyday life for Americans, right? I don't even know if we can compare this cycle. And the reason I say that is because there are simply so many unknowns that are before us I think we're all kind of, we're all kind of standing by and waiting to see what happens next.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So there is an episode dropping this week, and it's the second episode of Politics in the Pews. And it's a really, I found it incredibly powerful. I've already heard it. I've had a chance to work on this with you and get to hear the wonderful work you're doing. But what can you tell us? Give us a little preview for this week's episode.
Well, this episode is really going to just focus in on the aftermath of the shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania at the Trump rally. The effect that it's having on, you know, the race itself, the Republican convention. And then I think more specifically, the apparent impact it may or may not be having on former President Trump. You know, he's spoken a lot he's spoken probably more in the last 3 weeks or so since that shooting about God, openly referencing, the name of God and speaking about spiritual matters. I think that anytime I can recall, even all the way back until 2016. And so there's something going on. We all can't, you know, quite exactly stand as judge over what exactly is happening. But there's something at work, and I think that brush with death will certainly change anybody. And so this episode is kind of looking at that, looking at the ways that, whereas before many people, even critics of the Republicans, especially evangelicals, would say, oh, well, they're just paying lip service to God in this particular convention or this event. I think there was a sense that there was something genuine happening in Minneapolis at the Republican convention this year. People were crediting God was sparing Donald Trump's life. They were wearing bandages, to show solidarity with him and the wound that he suffered from that shooting. And there was just an open praising of God throughout this event. And so we focused on that and what that might mean for the race at large.
Yeah, and a lot there. People are going to want to go over and listen to that. You know, final question for you. One of the topics you're going to be hitting in the podcast is Christian nationalism. This has gotten a lot of attention in secular press and also Christian media trying to analyze and understand it. I don't want you to spoil too much, but what are you planning to hit around that topic? How are you going to present it? How are you going to deal with it?
Well, it's such a controversial, you know, subject. I think people have talked about it in so many different ways. Really, I tried to approach it with this great panel that we put together from the perspective of, okay, what does Scripture say? And can we specifically define Christian nationalism in a way that doesn't politicize it? What does it mean? What does it look like? And then how should evangelicals be interacting with this topic? How can they educate themselves? How should they be voting in light of this subject? And I think it's going to surprise a lot of people. You know, we hear a lot from the mainstream media about this topic, but when you hear Christians talk about it, who maybe don't have a horse in the race one way or the other, I think there's a much more balanced takeaway and much more balanced approach to talking about Christian nationalism. And I really hope to broach that in this episode.
Well, absolutely. And I'm excited to hear that and so much more of what is to come on Politics in the Pews. Ian, appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Billy.
Everyone else, make sure you head on over and listen to Politics in the Pews. We've got it in the show notes. You can click right there and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. As for this show, we will be back again next week. We'll see you then.